Welcome to Journal Club for January 29th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. As I write these words, I'm sitting in my living room looking out the window. I'm staring at an Amazon delivery truck that is sitting on the corner. It's not just any truck, it's the truck that I've been waiting for all day. My app says, inexplicably, that the driver is still actually 11 stops away, but it also places him on the map right on my corner, so I know that's him. My package is in there. But despite the fact that he is so close, I know there is still a good chance that I'm not getting my package today at all. That driver could still get diverted, or may clock out before making the delivery, or it might get delivered to someone else. Even if it makes it to my building, the driver might place it somewhere I can't find it, or it might get stolen before I have a chance to retrieve it. Or better yet, some phantom receptionist who does not exist might sign for my package downstairs and carry it off into the ether, never to be seen again. That seems to happen a lot, at least according to the note that the driver leaves in the app. To be fair, Amazon does seem incredibly good at getting my packages most of the way here. The products make it from wherever they're starting to the local distribution hub flawlessly. They're boxed up and sent out on time every time. Those trucks get to the outskirts of my city without issue. It's only then, in what the logistics industry calls the last mile, that everything seems to go off the rails. And it's not just Amazon. All shipping and logistics companies wrestle with this. The last mile problem is very much a pain in their side, and it's a pain for their customers. For these companies, the last mile tends to be the most expensive, slow, unpredictable, inefficient, labor-intensive, environmentally unfriendly, customer-sensitive, and difficult to scale part of the journey. Expensive? Because the cost per package is disproportionately high compared to the other stages of delivery. Slow, because congestion, traffic patterns, and unpredictable delays slow everything down. Unpredictable, because weather, road conditions, and last-minute order changes disrupt the schedules. Inefficient, because routes are often suboptimal with multiple stops and failed delivery attempts. Labor-intensive, because it requires drivers, couriers, and logistics management to function. Environmentally unfriendly, because more vehicles on the road means higher carbon emissions. Customer sensitive, because delays or delivery failures lead to frustration and loss of business. And difficult to scale, because it's a challenge to handle peak demand, like for holidays and promotions, without just breaking the system. In other words, last mile delivery is the worst. Everyone hates it. Accordingly, over the last few decades, we've seen solution after solution for the last mile problem. But as I'm sure you all experience as well, it is far from solved. In today's paper, the authors are offering up yet another new solution to throw at the problem. Their idea? Don't just use trucks for the last mile delivery. You should also launch a fleet of drones at the same time. The drones take some packages, the trucks take others, and collectively they work together to minimize costs, optimize delivery speeds, and lower the carbon footprint. Now, while it might sound like you're adding needless complexity to a system that is already overburdened, their argument is that the drones can actually fix the current ailments. It can smooth out the rough spots and allow the system to adapt to change more fluidly. So let's hear them out. Let's see what they designed and how they evaluated it. They're conceptualizing the problem as an optimization challenge. They're calling it the PDS-TSP, the Parallel Drone Scheduling Traveling Salesman Problem. As the name implies, it's a variant of the original traveling salesman problem. So let's go over that for context, and then we'll come back to the drone version. The traveling salesman problem is a classic optimization challenge. There's a set of points, locations, and a salesman, or in this case, a delivery vehicle, who must visit each point once and then return to the starting point. And he must do all of this in the shortest total distance. On the surface, it seems fairly straightforward. You might assume that with enough computational power, you could just check all of the options fairly quickly, but you can't. The complexity of TSP grows exponentially as the number of points increases. The number of total possibilities is the factorial of one less than the number of points. So with just a handful of destinations, it's feasible to calculate every possible route and then choose the shortest total one. but as the number of points grows, the solutions can't be built incrementally. So there is a combinatorial explosion. This is what we call NP hard. The PDS-TSP problem in this paper extends the classical TSP by integrating a fleet of drones operating in parallel with a ground vehicle. Unlike a traditional TSP where a single agent visits all nodes sequentially, PDS-TSP allows for concurrent deliveries. The truck follows its route all the way back to the warehouse, and the drones are dispatched independently from a separate depot. They complete each delivery and return for redeployment. The challenge here stems from the complexity introduced by coordinating heterogeneous vehicles with distinct constraints. Drones have limited battery life, payload capacity, and range. This necessitates frequent returns to the depot, while the truck, on the other hand, can carry heavier loads, but is constrained by road networks and traffic. Additionally, synchronization issues arise when trying to ensure that the drones are utilized efficiently without excessive idle time or unnecessary trips. And unlike TSP, where the objective is simply minimizing total route distance, PDS-TSP must consider multiple objectives: minimizing delivery completion time, minimizing total costs, and optimizing energy efficiency, that's carbon footprint. So, how do these authors approach optimizing this problem? They framed it as a hybrid delivery model, where a fleet of drones operates alongside a ground vehicle rather than merely assisting it. Both transport modes can function autonomously and in parallel. They can also originate from and return to the same depot. Their goal was to determine the most efficient way to allocate delivery tasks between drones and the truck while optimizing for the goals mentioned earlier. To formalize the problem, the authors modeled the delivery system as a directed graph, where customer locations and the depot are represented as nodes and the possible travel paths for both the truck and drones are directed edges between those nodes. The problem was then constructed as a mixed integer linear programming model. They built a parallel service scheduling system, which allows drones and the truck to operate concurrently. Then they added a dynamic task allocation method that assigns deliveries to either drones or the truck based on real-time constraints. That being said, these dispatching and scheduling mechanisms were much less important overall than the algorithms they used. They employed Adaptive Large Neighborhood Search, ALNS. It's a meta-heuristic optimization algorithm designed to iteratively improve solutions by modifying portions of an existing delivery schedule. ALNS uses destroy and repair operators. These are heuristic procedures that selectively remove parts of the current solution and then rebuild them in a potentially better way. The destruction phase removes a subset of deliveries from the current schedule, while the repair phase reinserts them based on updated metrics. ALNS got them a lot of the way there, but they wanted to refine it a bit. So they incorporated a simulated annealing acceptance criterion, which allows the algorithm to sometimes accept a slightly worse solution temporarily to avoid getting stuck in local optima. This is useful for PDS-TSP because balancing drone and truck workloads introduces interdependencies that can make naive, greedy optimizations counterproductive. By allowing occasional backtracking, the annealing ensures that the algorithm explores a wider range of possible solutions rather than converging too quickly on a suboptimal one. So to recap, the system begins by constructing an initial feasible solution using a greedy insertion heuristic. Once this baseline solution is established, ALNS iteratively improves it by testing alternative allocations of deliveries. Over multiple iterations, the algorithm fine-tunes the drone-truck coordination until no further significant improvements are possible within the computational constraints. But they didn't stop there. The authors also incorporated realistic flight dynamics and energy consumption rates, as well as noise pollution modeling. But these are all far less important than the core algorithms I just mentioned. They evaluated their idea through a combination of simulations and comparative performance analysis. To assess the environmental impact, they applied a life cycle assessment, LCA, methodology. Then they also conducted a life cycle cost analysis, LCCA, to evaluate the economic feasibility of the system, and a sensitivity analysis to test for robustness. The results showed that their system delivered significant improvements in both cost efficiency and environmental sustainability compared to truck-only models. When compared to fuel-powered truck fleets, PDS-TSP achieved an operational cost reduction of 20 to 30%, And when compared to electric truck fleets, the system demonstrated an approximate 20% reduction in carbon emissions. Not bad at all. So that's everything you need to know at a high level, but there's a whole lot more in the actual paper. Diagrams, pseudocode, mathematical equations, flowcharts, noise maps, tables, graphs, the works. So if you'd like to get a visual understanding of the work that they did here, please do download the PDF. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.